I would like to start this first session of today by inviting Maciej Golubiewski, Head of Cabinet of the European Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development, to open the session of today. Mr. Golubiewski, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you, Bruno. Thank you, colleagues.
My presentation has been presented and prepared in English.
Dear Minister, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm very glad to be with you here today and open this webinar on the financing needs of Polish agriculture and agri-food sectors. As you know, we are at a very important juncture for the CAP reform. The negotiations have entered the final stretch. As we speak, the Commissioner is now in the 10th trilogue, and we hope to have a political deal in end of May, early June, to ensure a timely preparation by member states and the implementation of the CAP strategic plans as of 2023. As we now urgently need to have a new CAP in place and implement it properly, the new policy will support farmers in the twin digital and green transitions to make farming more competitive and sustainable. It will be a key instrument of changes to make Europe's food systems more sustainable, and it will play an important role in contributing to European Green Deal ambitions. Why do we need financial instruments? Key question. I'm convinced that EU-funded financial instruments can actually bring a value added to achieving our common objectives. And let me explain. The concentration of lending to the agricultural sector may hamper the supply of financing. Our study, DG Agri study from last year, found that in 14 member states, the lending to farmers has been concentrated to a very limited number of intermediaries, or even to a single intermediary, leaving the same bodies with a strong market power, which allows them to dictate loan conditions. In fact, the agricultural sector often faces higher interest rates than other economic sectors, and this sometimes has reached 5 or 6, or even can even go above 10%. It's a huge interest rate. The dominant loan maturity, the duration of the loan offered to agriculture, is up to 5, maximum 7 years, not too long. Almost 2/3 of the financing gap in agriculture is due to difficulties in accessing long-term loans. This means a figure in the range of 12 to 31 billion euros. In addition, half of the farmers in the EU applying for long-term loans must provide a guarantee. The guarantee level required by banks is also higher for the agricultural sector than for other economic sectors, no matter the viability of the project. In this context, especially small-sized farms and young farmers are particularly disfavored. We also noticed a lack of specific expertise on agriculture in banks, which is a real problem. It is a burden. Young farmers and new entrants are amongst the most affected groups and often lack adequate financing possibilities. Their share of the financing gaps can reach above 50%. Small farms face significant difficulties when it comes to accessing so-called development investments because they have no track record, often lack assets to use as collateral, and the necessary skills to prepare business plans. Innovative investments also find it harder to access financing as being considered riskier. This leads to a situation where our farmers in the EU agri-food sector are suffering from lack of bank financing. Take the Polish agricultural sector as an example, where this gap was found to be between 3 to 6 billion euros, a clear case of suboptimal or even real market failure. This is where the financial instruments can step in and help to close this gap. They can provide better financing opportunities to farmers and the agri-food sector through lower interest rates and more favorable lending conditions, for instance. In the case of Poland, the current guarantee instrument is a step in the right direction, given that between 50 to 70% of the financing gap in the Polish agricultural sector is associated with young farmers. This may also warrant a more specific financial instrument targeting generational renewal, which is one of the CAP objectives to which the Commissioner attaches a lot of attention. The COVID-19 crisis has put even further strains on the investment capacity of the European agricultural sector and of certain subsectors in particular. This is why the EU reacted and introduced additional flexibilities for financial instruments in response, allowing loans and guarantees for standalone working capital finance of up to 200,000 euros per entity. The purpose was to help farmers and rural SMEs to overcome their current liquidity difficulties and stay in business. This measure was complemented further by the possibility to give grants up to 7,000 euros for farmers and 50,000 euros for SMEs in the framework of a new temporary rural development measure. I, as the head of cabinet of Commissioner Wojciechowski, like to call it a Wojciechowski amendment to a rural development regulation. And it's been very successful. Poland, together with Spain, Italy, Romania, and Lithuania, extended their financial instruments and introduced the standalone working capital finance. We will hear from our Polish colleagues why this was important for the sector and the country. Now I'm going to move to EU recovery and resilience funds. The crisis is not over yet, as we all know, but we need to start repairing the damage it caused to our economies. For rural areas, the most relevant tools within the Next Generation EU funds are, on the one hand, the 672.5 billion Recovery and Resilience Facility, and it's part of the 8 billion euros assigned to be implemented through the rural development programs. What you witnessed recently in Poland was the approval of the own resources decision in the first chamber of the Polish parliament. This is precisely what I'm talking about. Managing authorities can use part of these resources to top up their financial instruments, done already by Estonia and three French regions. As to the measures to be funded with the EURI funds, at least 55% will be dedicated to investments and other activities like installation aids for young farmers that will support the recovery and resilience of the rural communities after COVID. So there is definitely a demand for financial instruments in the agricultural and agri-food sectors. And member states have been responding to this demand in their ongoing rural development programs already. Currently, we have more than 30 financial instruments with around 578 million euros of programmed EU resources, which corresponds to 760 million euro of total public expenditure. Compared to the previous programming period, we doubled not only the volume, but also the number of countries where financial instruments are used. We now have 14 member states and 34 rural development programs with programmed financial instruments. We believe that by the end of the eligibility period, the underlying portfolio of loans from all instruments will be close to 2 billion euros. The majority of those funds, around 90%, should go to the agricultural sector. This is a good basis for launching the preparations for the next period and the new financial instruments. I'm going to talk a little bit about the financial instruments and the Green Deal. I have said earlier that I'm convinced that financial instruments will be key when it comes to translating our European Green Deal into action and supporting our farmers in rural and rural businesses in transition. In order for that to be successful, the green transition that we are embarking on will require investments. This is obvious. Take organic farming. It is well known that it can come with multiple benefits, such as new business opportunities, job creation, improved ecosystem services, and positive environmental effects on soil, water, and biodiversity. This is why the Commission's Farm to Fork and biodiversity strategies, two initiatives at the heart of the Green Deal, include the target of reaching 25% of agricultural land under organic farming by 2030. But organic farming requires different equipment and other costly upfront investments. And those requirements can constitute real barriers that may prevent farmers from adopting organic farming approaches. Investments, for instance, in sensors and other digital technologies are also a precondition for engaging in precision farming, a management approach with the potential to increase both economic and environmental sustainability. ICT and technologies can make farming more attractive for young people, improve the quality of life of farmers and rural communities, and support the development of rural businesses, thus helping to fight rural depopulation. Financial instruments can also help facilitate these and other green and digital investments in organic farming, land-based carbon sinks, the bioeconomy sector, new environmentally friendly machinery and buildings, water and energy savings, as well as cost savings. Broadband can also be funded through financial instruments for business and infrastructure. Moving on to the new CAP legal framework. For the future, we made financial instruments more attractive and we simplified the rules. Standalone working capital financing will be possible under all relevant strategic objectives. We cut down the eligibility rules and eliminated the restriction for purchase of land by young farmers. The monitoring and reporting are streamlined. Using financial instruments remains voluntary. Member states will have a full flexibility to choose the type and design of financial instruments and when to set them up. Financial instruments may prove important also in the times of crisis. Those decisions will be held by the rationalized content of the ex-ante assessments, the enhanced combination possibilities with grants, with grants opening the door to one-stop-shop support. For example, grants and financial instrument support given at once and by one body. And the clear rules on continuation from the current to the new period. Moving on to recommendations. To assist the member states in the preparation of their CAP strategic plans, the Commission has already provided each member state with tailor-made recommendations. These recommendations, published in December of last year, identify key areas on which they should focus the attention and efforts in their strategic plans. For 11 member states, there are specific recommendations linked to the need for using appropriate financial instruments. For another 10 member states, the recommendations address the difficult access to finance for farmers, including young ones. All in all, with the exception of some well-justified cases, we see the need for using financial instruments under the new CAP plans almost everywhere across the EU. And this is why we are here today. The Commission will continue its activities to support member states on the path towards CAP strategic plans that are fit for purpose and stands ready for bilateral dialogues and exchanges, including on financial instruments, in the months to come. I believe that financial instruments can make a difference. The Commission is strongly recommend their introduction in the new CAP strategic plans for the countries where it's needed. We will be able to discuss these issues, among others, in the structured dialogues with member states in preparation of the CAP plans. The needs of rural areas are clear, and we need to keep the rural dimension of policymaking high on the agenda if we are to have a truly balanced development of the European Union. The CAP cannot deliver alone on all fronts. Other EU and national policies also have an important role to play, and there should be synergies in the financing from various sources. Thus, this synergetic funding will contribute to address the challenges of farmers and rural areas. The Commission is currently working on a long-term vision for Europe's rural areas with an outlook to 2040 that will offer some pathways to addressing these challenges. We recognize that young farmers, alongside other small and medium-sized business, are the economic and social backbone of rural communities. They have to be maintained and newcomers have to be attracted. The investment gaps in infrastructure and the erosion of services in rural areas have been highlighted in many recent studies. They must also be recognized, and we should look for best possible combinations for funding and actions for their improvement. In this context, the funding from cohesion policy, as well as the InvestEU, are expected to play their role. Dear participants, I've been on for long. I'm wrapping up here. As managing authorities are active stakeholders in using and implementing financial instruments under the CAP, you can play a key role for the development of Europe's agriculture, rural areas, and for the success of the new CAP. Your discussion in this webinar will be an important contribution in this important phase. And I'd like to thank you on behalf of the Commissioner for your attention and wish you an exciting conference experience. Bardzo dziękuję za uwagę.
Thank you, Maciej, for breaking the ice today. You raised quite an important number of points in your introduction. In particular, you mentioned that the new CAP is still under discussion and an agreement is expected soon. So can you please tell us something about the stakeholders' involvement in this discussion?
Yes, absolutely. Maybe I will speak a bit in Polish now.
Of course. It is very important that the new strategic plans are discussed equally by all stakeholders. This has been our approach from the very start, even before the new commissioner took his office. All the stakeholders, all interested parties were engaged in this process. Now we are preparing the new strategic plan for this EAP. And here, involvement of everyone, agro-food sector, rural communities, forestry, this is very important. And even the regulation state that it's a duty to engage those partners. Yesterday, we had a very interesting webinar with the regions. You can find the recording of it on the commissioner's website. And there, we discussed how all those stakeholders could be involved in the discussion. The Commission encourages member states to carry out those consultations, but also to do so in a transparent way by publishing its strategic plans, and the Commission does it already. Let me mention one more point. Monitoring committees will be extremely important to engage both public authorities and the stakeholders. It is very important, and those monitoring committees will have a very important role to carry out this work at the European level. So, to sum up, to achieve CAP objectives, all stakeholders must be engaged. It's only the ambition, but it's also the requirement of the Commission. And I hope that you today will also become a part of this dialogue. Thank you.